We are in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, Hilchos Erevin, Siman Shin Pei Gimel. That is, Kishein Ha'en Yehudi Bevesa, when the non-Jew is not home, although he said that his residence is Ma'akiv, when he's not home, Ein Ma'akiv is not Ma'akiv. Voice of one paragraph, it's on page 506, Reishon Ha'en Gimel on the base. It says in Mechab B'Sef Aleph, Ein Yehudi, a non-Jew Hador Im Shnei Yisrael, who lives with two Jews. Now, we said, there was a previous Siman, that it's you have to rent a residence from him. It gets in the way of the Arab. But if it ain't the Yehudi Bevesa, so he was not in his house. In the least, it does not make a forbidden. Says Ramava and Elsa Mishnah and Aleph. Says Machabe further be Arvu be Yumatarm. They should make an Arab and they'll be permitted. Boh and Yehudi be Shabbos. What happens if the non-Jew comes on Shabbos? Oyster makes a forbidden. The Arab bottle and then the Arab is null and void. Me, however, you can come in on Shabbos, take a rent from him, his residence on Shabbos. And then one of them will nullify his own domain to his friend. Then that individual will be permitted. All the more so, if the non-Jew dies on Shabbos, the one could nullify his friend. And the individual will be permitted. Says Mishbarusiv Katan Aleph. A non-Jew that lives in Shnei Yisraelim, two Jews, Bechatzar Echad, in one courtyard. Siv Katan Beis, Ve'in Akum Beisa, and the non-Jew is not home. When he left before Shabbos, who him his whole family are to another city, went away to the Jersey Shore for Shabbos. Siv Katan Gimel, and the Ramah says V'ayin Leel Simon Shin Ayin Alf. What I mean to say is the Shabbos is bar the Dei Rishayna. He was explained according to the first opinion. The Davka specifically Kishalach Lamakav Rachik went far away, meaning Yisem Yemechad more than one day. He can't even come back on Shabbos because it takes that long to come back. Even within a day's journey, in the Isa does not make the bill. Sivkot and Daud. So we said they can make it even if permitted. The non-Jew comes to Shabbos, Isa makes the bill. And that is Volomer. We don't say what it means. The Kimon Shor to Tchilas Shabbos, since it was permitted at the beginning of Shabbos. He wasn't home. Even if he went far away, more than a day's distance, even we say no. Even if he was that far, and since he comes afterwards on Shabbos, retractively was revealed that he left over there in the weekday. When Shabbos started, obviously he was within a day's journey. And he was ready to be coming on Shabbos. You cannot say since the beginning Shabbos was permitted, it remains permitted. Why? Because by twilight, it was obviously ready, designated, ultimate to be forbidden afterwards. Tisharatinois Dalad says this is the wording of the Russian other place can have a short according to the Rambam that he holds that you need specifically that it should be Ben Ashmashes more than a day's distance. If that's the case over here, since retroactively it was revealed that obviously he was within a day's distance, because obviously he came home on Shabbos, if that's the case, so the Heter was originally a mistake, because we didn't realize he was obviously on his way back home. Siv Katan Hey. So if the non-Jew comes back on Shabbos, he makes it forbidden, and Ba'er Batl, the Arab is nullified. Somebody went to say yes, like he continues to write, the Philim Yiskum and Akim, that even if they're going to ultimately rent from him on Shabbos, as long as one doesn't nullify his rights to his property to his fellow Jew. The Arab is battle taken because the Arab is right away null and void. When the non-Jew comes home, the Sharatin I say says, and you can't compare it to two courtyards that make an Arab once a year through the opening that's between them. And if, let's say, the opening between them got closed up during the weekday and they got reopened on Shabbos, that the Shulchan Aruch Paskins and Shinai and Dalad, that the Erev is Chodzim in there, that it gets reawakened. Because there is different, because at the time, when they make the Erev Chatzeris for the year, the opening between them was not ready and designated to be sealed up during the year, and that the Erev should be nullified. If that's the case. So the initial element of the Erev was kosher for all the days of the year. And if we say, okay, that when it gets reopened, the Erev goes back to its original situation, which is not the case over here, that since the non-Jew came on Shabbos, if that's the case, in the beginning, when the Erev was made, it wasn't Oymidless Kayim Kala Shabbos, because then when the non-Jew comes, it's going to be a bottle. And that this resolves the question in the Magen Avraham. And also, which the Dirshu 6 brings. Because on the end of the words of the Shulchan Aruch that he paskins, that if the non-Jew dies on Shabbos, the error that they made is not, does not get reawakened, and they have to nullify one to the other, and then the individual is permitted. Well, Gemara writes that it sounds like they were speaking about even the case that the Nachri was in his house from before Shabbos, and they made an Erev, and then he died on Shabbos. Or that they rented from him on Shabbos. But since the Erev is bottled, you have to make a Betul Rishos. And he asked from the case of the two Chatzers that they made an Erev, and the opening gets closed up between them during the weekday, and it gets reopened on Shabbos. But the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Shinai Dalek. That the Erev is Chodz of an Erev, even though that when Shabbos started, the Erev did not permit. And also here you should say that when the non-Jew dies, or when he rents to them, the Erev should be Chodz of an Erev. Ismail over here writes that the question of Magimram really needs to be explained, because when the non-Jew was Erev Shabbos in his house in the beginning, so the Erev didn't take effect because he didn't rent from him. So what's the Shaykh to say that the Erev should be Chodz of an Erev after he dies, like over there? However, the actual question of Magimram applies also in the case that the Nachri was not in his house when Shabbos started, and the Erev does take effect. Even so, it's not Chodz of an Erev, and that's what it helps to tear to the Mishnah Brewer, which he's saying addresses that question. Shartzin says further, he says, and that's how they also answer on the question of Magen from the case of the two boats, which the Dirsha 7 brings, that Rush Paskins, that two boats that are tied to each other, that made an air between themselves, and they got untied during the weekday. If it gets retired on Shabbos, it goes back to the original Hatter, but it wasn't Oymid to be tied on Shabbos, and it's Halach is Mochamer than the case when they made an air and the Nachi came on Shabbos, it makes it forbidden. It says the Sharatin, in truth, you have to answer like this, that they shouldn't contradict these two halachas one on the other, because both of them are brought in the Sefer HaZeru, named the Rebar Shmo Baal Taisis. Look over there. So obviously, it's like this concept, like we're saying, it was oimid for this or not, which is this teretz of the Mishnah Brura. Sivkot and Vav. So he said, however, they could rent from them. And they entered them with a mechamem, because it's not similar to like a business deal, which is forbidden to be done on Shabbos. It's only a sign to permit carrying, but it's not a real, actual transaction. Sivkot and Zayin. And then one can nullify to his friend, via Yochid Mutta, and then the individual will be permitted. So what he means to say is, Ishabit Li Rishus, the man that to him was nullified, the other one's Rishus, he could carry Mashiach and Mavatl, which is not the case by the one who did the nullification, but the Asr, for sure he's forbidden, unless the first guy goes and nullifies, or the second guy nullifies back to the first. That's Mutta, then permitted canal, like we said previously, we say Simon Shin Pei Alf, then Simon Shin Pei Alf. Sivka and Ches. And the Kol Shekein, and Mimeza Hakim Shabbos, for sure if the non-Jew dies on Shabbos.
In other words, Rich Lemo, what he means to say is, why what is this Kavu Chaymer if the non-Jew died on Shabbos? He means to say, Sheibu Mebe Yem, that they made an air from before Shabbos, but Lahoya Hakim Kana, and the non-Jew was not here. Whoever Shabbos, he came on Shabbos, Umeis Mebe Yem, has a heart attack, he dies that day. The Vadim Hanim Bittel, that's for sure that just Bittel is going to be effective from a Kavu Chaymer, because the Kim and the Kam, Hecha, the Tzarech, Schibus, a Bittel. Because also when he needs, rental and nullification. That's effective even on Shabbos, but Koshkin Bittel Chuda, for sure, when all you need is Bittel, because he's dead, for sure, that's going to work. And the Sharatin Oizayin says, that's something from the Har Shom, that's what explains the words of the Shulchan Aruch. It's not comparable to when the Jew dies on Shabbos, and that Jew did not give his portion of the Erev to the members of the Chatzah, that even so, the Erev is going to be valid, even though when he was alive, the Erev was not effective at all. And even so, since he dies effective, the Erev is different because that it was fit the Erev from before Shabbos, just that he forgot. So therefore, now that he's dead, his Rosh Hashanah is nullified and the Erev is effective, which is not the case by a non-Jew, that even if he was in his house from before Shabbos, it wasn't fit to be similar with him to make an Erev with him until they ran from him. So Mishnah Berurah continues, if they didn't even make an Erev at all from before Shabbos because of the non-Jews, so Isolain, that makes it forbidden to them, and makes it with Shabbos, then he dies on Shabbos. The one could nullify to his friend, the Shabbos can be permitted. Now, because this is all Kishalei Sochim Na'akim, they did not rent from the non-Jew. If they rent from before Shabbos, they also made an Erev, and the non-Jew dies on Shabbos. Even though he has inheritors, the Erev has not become nullified, even though they did not yet rent from the inheritor. Since it was permitted in the beginning of Shabbos, admitted for the whole Shabbos. And the mask of Cholshke and Mesa Akum Shabbos for sure. When the non-Jew dies on Shabbos, look at Mishbru Sivkot and Ches. that we wrote that it's going on when you made Erev from before Shabbos and the non-Jew wasn't over here. That's in the Harshom explains, look, but there. Because when the non-Jew was here and they didn't want to rent it from before Shabbos until it got Shabbos, and then subsequently he did rent it out or died, obviously you need to have Bittul. And he's inclined with it that even according to the rabbi that disagrees in the Rashi when he holds that the Erev it's Chazim and Erev gets reawakened, it's Dafka when the non-Jew is not in his house that the Erev took effect until he came, which is not the case over here, that it did not take effect, the Minishma said. Oh, look at this, Meir, that he also agrees to the primary halacha, like his words. Some of the Dirshah, Dirshah number one. Oh, he said that he went, this non-Jew left from before Shabbos, him and his whole family. And he intends to be there the whole day. But if it's normal for the non-Jew to come back on that day, so in Shinai Nav Sipkon Hei, Mishabu brings the name of the Taz, that's forbidden according to all opinions. So when Shinai Halacha is the Chazan Ish, it would seem that Anachri is mutter, even if in the beginning he had in mind to come back, as long as he didn't come back, and he's in another city. However, even according to his words, the non-Jew does not make it forbidden only if his intention is to come back after the Suda. But if he intended to come back by the Suda, it's considered, meaning for his meal, it's considered like he's living over here, and he makes it forbidden even if at the end he doesn't even eat. However, the Ge'enim, Waldenberg, and Kopschitz, they're masig on this, and they write that according to Maskon, the words of Chazon Ish, as long as he has in mind explicitly to come back, it's forbidden even by a non-Jew, and we did not permit a non-Jew more than a Jew. It's just that by a non-Jew, he doesn't have to be Maseich Das, which is not the case by Yisrael, but he has to be Maseich Das. Just number two, he said that he has to be him and his whole family that left. So you see from his words that if his family stays home, they would make it forbidden, he would have to rent from them. Like what we wrote in Shinai Nafs of Kotten Beis regarding a chatzah that has one house that Machal Shabbos live over there, and the father is not Machal Shabbos, and he left his house for one Shabbos, and the family members of Machal Shabbos, they remain over there, they make the Erev forbidden. And that's written in Kuntres Tikkun Erevin in the Sefer Bina Simcha, and page Reshut Ches. Dish number three said, according to the second opinion, even within a day's distance, does not make it forbidden. There, over there in Sipkon Vav, was explained that even according to this opinion, Davka, if he goes to another city, he doesn't make it forbidden. And even if he's within a day's amount, but if he goes to another courtyard, he's going to make it forbidden. That's the Chazon Ish inclined lalacha. That's how the Madrigal Mishabur Sipkon Beis, just to write that Holoch L'ir Acher is to another city. Shechodorcha, but he brings the first opinion Stam, the second opinion name of the Yeshemim, that is that he passes like the more stringent Shita, and Ramah, they write that the Ikka is like the Molinya Shita. There should number five, regarding a Yisrael that went to spend Shabbos in a different chutzner, and at the end he comes back on Shabbos, Shachanach passes in Shinai Nafsa Beis that he does not make it forbidden because Shabbos Hocha Hocha. The reason for the difference in Mishmur writes over there that by Yisrael we say that in the beginning he was Masich, that's not coming back. Because the Shabbos is a day of rest, and Mistama does not intend to come back from where he's spending Shabbos. And in spite of this, afterwards, that he comes, okay, that he had a change of heart. Therefore, we say Shabbat Shochu Hochu, which is not the case by Nachri, which the end proves the beginning, that already in the beginning, he had a mind to come back. And even if he says there's a Maseich Das, we don't live based on what he said, and therefore we don't say Shabbat Shochu Hochu, and that's how the Chazon Ish writes, that the Achlata by Nachri is not considered as Achlata. Dirshu number eight. So he said that if he comes back on Shabbos, you can rent from him, but if they don't rent from him, it's not going to be effective, even though that if all the mevatel are shush to one of them, there's your main that one, like a yachid that lives with a non-Jew that doesn't need schiris, that's not effective. The way Tosfos explains the aim of that sum of love, based on what's brought up in the Gemara, that the nachi is not mestratzah to rent his rishos, and they only come to permit tiltal by being mevatel to one of them, that the whole halach of Erev would be out the window, because then he can never make an Erev because of the nachi that makes it forbidden, and even if the nachi agrees to rent it out, then you don't have to be concerned that the halacha of Erev would be batal, because a schiris and Erev, they're all permitted to carry out from the house, and it's more than bittal, that only one is permitted, and if that's the case for the coming Shabbos, for sure they're going to make a schiris and Erev, and they're not going to rely on the bittal. That's not helpful, that's not effective, because Vashur Chazad did not make a tully that takana on what a non-Jew says. When the non-Jew says going to cause the bittal, when he's going to say I agreed to rent it out, or not going to be helpful, when he says I'm not going to be willing. Also, the answer, the Emes La'alocha, you don't have to rent from him. This brother in the Gemara that you have to rent from him is only according to a mayor that says an individual lives where the Nachri is forbidden. But according to Blaz Menyakiv, the permits a Yochid that lives where a Nachri, you don't need a Skiris, it's not but just a bit of a Shos. The words of the Shulchan Aruch over here that you have to rent it is like the first Teretz and Taisis.